This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we want to check in with former Texas Rangers pitcher, philanthropy superstar, and frequent visitor to 105.3 The Fan. It is Derek Holland. Howdy, howdy, sir.
What's going on? I just listened to that last segment, and I just want to say, what the F is Bobby trying to do with our chemistry that we have? That's something you were talking about, how to use that F word, and that was it right there. What the F is he doing?
Then I am obligated to tell you that I think Bobby is effing great, and he is very clever. And I think he's the best.
Just a good all-around guy.
Yeah, he's great.
You know, with you trying to butter him up, you know he can't give you a promotion or anything, right?
That is fair. He's not your boss, Higgy.
I don't know, man. He has a lot of jobs. I believe he has the ability to move up the corporate ladder and make things happen. All right.
If you say so.
Okay. What is your excitement level? Because we've been talking about it a lot today. What is your excitement level about Cooper Flagg? Or did you kind of peek out with excitement like a month and a half ago?
Well, I'm very excited to see what the Mavs are doing after, you know, obviously the heartbreak that we had last year. I saw some people post that the shout out to the Mavs fan base that they have out there is, somebody put out, we got to stop with the fire Nico chants. You know, we can't give Flag that negativity. You know, that stuff that's passed. We got to move forward. Let's build around him. Let's give him the love that he deserves. As he's now the new guy, and we need to make him feel welcome and feel comfortable. We get what's happened in the past, but we've got a nice little superstar in the making with us now. So let's embrace that. Let's stay behind him and the rest of the team as well.
By the way, you're also an avid Stars fan. Are you excited about Jamie Benn coming back? 1 year, $1 million, has the potential to make up to $4 million with incentives.
Yeah, I'm excited for Jamie. He's been a great friend to me. He's been somebody that, you know, we grew up basically together with these organizations, whether it was the Rangers and the Stars, is just being able to watch each other's careers and what he's done, being able to be the captain. I mean, that's the guy you want to have around, and to be able to see, too, that he's been a Dallas Star. He hasn't gone anywhere else. His loyalty's here. He cares about this fan base. He cares about this team. I think getting him back, and hopefully we can take care of business and get us a cup. That's what we need to do so we can send him out the right way.
Okay, well, since you just said that, can you describe to people who, like, maybe they don't know or maybe they think they know, how much do the Dallas Stars mean to Jamie Benn?
It means a lot to him. You know, anybody that's played for one organization their whole career, you know, you look at somebody like Dirk, for instance, those guys are so loyal to this fan base, and they want to do everything they can to represent not only the city of Dallas, but the organization, the Stars, and they want to help to get the ultimate goal, and that's to win the Cup.
Love it. Now, obviously, we like talking to you for any reason, but one of the things that we really wanted to point people's attention to is change the game. Derek Holland, 60 Feet 6 Foundation. You guys got your golf tournament coming up on Monday at Diamond Oaks Country Club in Fort Worth. For people who don't know, hopefully they do by now, but for people who don't know, why did you start this foundation and what do y'all do?
Man, I got taught from two of the best guys that I got to play with Ian Kinsler and Michael Young. They showed the way for me when I was a rookie of what it takes to not only the baseball side of things, but how to do things in the community and help those that are going through the tough times. And I got introduced to a kid by the name of Briggsberry, and that's where it all started for me, was being able to see what these kids go through and being able to be that light for them. That's what it's all about, is how can I give them that moment to show that there's more than just one person or their family that's involved that wants to be there for them, that's pulling for them. So every time I would go to a hospital, whether it's dressing up in superhero stuff like Batman or whatever, it's a getaway for them and letting them know that there's more than just a family that cares about them, and we want to give them that opportunity so that there is no doubt. They continue to believe in themselves. They continue to believe that all these people are behind them and know that we care about them, and we want them to be able to enjoy their lives, because no kid should be dealing with these issues or being in hospitals like this.
So, Derek, that means I could show up to Diamond Oaks Country Club in Fort Worth on Monday and come soak in the scenes, even if I'm not golfing. Am I allowed to do that?
you are more than welcome to. That's what we encourage. You know, we'd like to get people out there just to be able to raise awareness. That's what it's all about. I am going to bring out a little girl by the name of Ariana. She's dealing with brain cancer. And so 2 years ago, she got to shave my head because of what she was going through. She had lost her hair. She was going through all that. And then we had found out that day, too, that she was in remission. And so we got to celebrate with everybody. And it was probably one of those things, letting her see all those people celebrating and cheering for her and being behind her. And then, unfortunately, now things have taken a turn for the worse. The cancer has come back. And, again, we're in this with her, and that's what she needs to see. And I want her to know that we all care about her. We love her. We want her to be good and continue to keep this fight and know that we're there with her every step of the way, because that's what it's all about, is being able to come together as one and showing these kids that we care about them. And I want Ariana to know what we as a community mean to her.
Well, amen to that, man. I cannot wait to get out there. I cannot wait to meet her, hang out with you, and soak it all in. As man, I'm also pumped with the coaching news. This is pretty incredible. The pitching coach for UT Dallas, Derek Holland. Coach Holland, that's got a nice ring to it. I'm curious, Derek, who are you? What's your coach comp? We talk about player comps all the time.
Oh, yeah.
What's your coach style?
Well, I was going to try to our ball. You know, I was going to go buy a kid a cheeseburger, and then I found out you can't do that. So I have to figure out a new approach. I do want that winning atmosphere, you know, like Michigan, that national championship. That's what I'm trying to bring to the table. I want these kids to, one, I'm trying to help them get to the next level. That's the ultimate goal. I'm no longer a player. I'm a coach. And it's now help these kids to be successful. As somebody who's been there, the experience is there. I want to be able to teach them the ways so that they can get there. My ultimate goal is you come to my school, we're going to get you out of here. The ultimate prize is to get you drafted. But at the same time, we also want to get you to go to where you want to go to school at, get your schooling paid for, help you to be successful, take care of your parents, take care of your family, and just live out the dream that you dream about.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensTclinic.com.
Is it still Coach Shoemake there?
Yes, he is.
Wow!
And you'll be channeling some level of Coach Ballsack from time to time, obviously.
Oh, that's a fact. And, you know, it's funny, too, you're saying Coach Holland has a ring to it. A lot of the kids that I've already been talking to that are on the team already call me Coach Dutch. So I kind of like that one. That one's got a big ring to it, too.
You're right. Yeah, Coach Dutch is even better. Maybe even, I mean, Coach Hallsack from time to... I don't know. I'm just really spitballing.
That's pretty good. That is pretty good. So where do people go if they want to learn more about the tournament or the charity or the cause or anything like that?
So you can check it out on 60feet6.org, or you can go to the Instagram page of 60feet6. It's also on X as well. So you can find everything out there. I'm going to be posting more stuff. If you follow me on any social media platform, you'll see that that's out there as well. We're going to have a long drive champion coming out that's going to play with us. He's actually called the original Happy Gilmore. So it's going to be quite interesting to see the excitement. I do want to shout out DeMarcus Ware is going to be there. Colby Lewis will be there. Elvis, who's going to be freshly inducted to the Texas Rangers Hall of Fame, will be there. So we're going to have quite the list of guys coming out and helping out. I mean, you got some former Mavs. You're going to have Devin Harris will be there as well. So we've got a solid group of guys that's there to help us make a difference.
And then I just wanted to shout you out as well. I know this is for your personal charity. Over the years, you've been super helpful with My Possibilities and Peace-a-thon again and again and again. So I know you're a charitable fella who doesn't always seek the attention, but I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you.
Well, that's what it's all about. I mean, I have the platform that I got to use, and I like being able to spread the word and helping as much as I possibly can. I mean, you see how my personality is, and I know I got criticized for it, but at the end of the day, it's still paying off being who I am, being true to myself, and helping those that are going through tough times.
And we saved the most important question for Eric.
Yeah, I don't want to get like too bogged down with the serious stuff or whatever, and this is obviously a hard-hitting question, but Derek, if you had one sauce for the rest of your life to dip chicken tenders in, what would that sauce be?
So that's the thing. I missed your whole bracket thing, so I'm very upset. As I was
coming up at 122. 122.
Okay, good. Then I will make sure I hear that. I did like, Eric, you brought this up, the gravy from Whataburger with the chicken tendies. I mean, that's fantastic. I like to do a combo of ranch and barbecue sauce mixed together and go from there.
A little ranch-a-cue.
Oh, that's that answer. Oh, man, tremendous. Well, thank you very much, good sir. 60feet6.org, the tournament Monday, this Monday, at the Diamond Oaks Country Club in Fort Worth, 5821 Diamond Oaks Drive. From 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you want to contribute, want to learn about the cause, want to show up, please help out. Thank you very much, good sir.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. And I hate that you let Bobby influence the short interview, but you know what? I take what I can get from you guys. Just remember, you're my favorite show.
Oh! Love you. Thank you very much. There's Derek Holland right here on 105.3 The Fan. And I did see some people texting in. They're right. I am in fear of Bobby's skills and creativity. Absolutely. I don't even want to deny that.
As somebody who's been a victim of Bobby's slander and malice, I'm here to tell you, you should be fearful.
Now, Eric, you whispered or mouthed ask about the sauce. I thought you were saying something about the Stars, and I thought maybe they had hired their new coach.
Breaking news.
Because look, there's been buzz about it. Is Bob Stauffer from, you know, the TV dinners and Oilers Now said that the Oilers had granted Stars permission to interview Glenn Gulutson, a previous head coach with the Stars, and the general thinking is that it's down to Gulutson or Neil Graham for the Stars head coaching job. So when you said that, I thought you were trying to be like, hey, we got Stars news. And I was like, oh man, did we pick a coach? And that's why I turned off my mic and you go, yeah, ask about the sauce.
Way more important. It's the sauce. Like,
oh, okay. So yes, I really did think perhaps we would have a coaching decision made, but it feels like that is imminent. By the way, a lot of things happening in the NHL right now. Did you see the bold decision that there looks like they're going to make? That they're going to extend the season by two more games to 84 games?
What is Bettman doing? Bettman, I think, actually makes more sense.
So it's interesting that the feedback hockey has gotten as a whole is we need more regular season games. That's what they've taken away from this.
That not is how, so stupid.
Not how everybody thinks playoff hockey is the greatest thing in the world. They're like, what if two more regular season games? Because then we'll really find out who deserves to be the number one seed, or C1 as it is now. You're not even the real number one seed anymore.
The sport was two games away from being just awesome.
Yeah. Now they're going to figure it out. And one more thing, because I wanted to go back to this. I saw this, I think it was on Bleacher Report, about the trade packages for Jason Robertson. And they threw out the Los Angeles Kings, the New York Rangers, the Detroit Red Wings, the Calgary Flames, and the Carolina Hurricanes. So those are the five teams, and we don't necessarily have time to like dive into each trade package, but I wanted to point out each hypothetical trade package came with a first round pick. So I don't know, at a time when the Stars have actually had to trade away quite a few draft picks for their team, and I get it, feels like they made a lot of solid moves, does that spark your interest at all, knowing that every single trade package that's hypothesized here starts with a first-round pick and then adds players from there?
Yeah, I think that's a no-brainer. I think it has to, that has to be a part of the situation. As you mentioned, they've moved on from plenty of their picks recently. Sure. So
would that at least have you listen?
I'm in on the idea of Robertson needing to move, but I also don't, I'm not just trying to give him away. I think a first round pick, obviously, plus some other things, I'm down for that. I think that could make plenty of sense.
Yeah, so just something to keep an eye out on. I still think Philadelphia would probably be another team that was interested, but if they all start with a first round pick and go from there, I wonder if the Stars would just be a little bit more inclined to listen. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for some NFL overreaction or reality. Plus, I feel like we got to do some of our giveaways. Let's cram it into the expressway next on The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensTClinic.com.